We mentioned to you before, we believe that while your political world is in chaos in this year, there is a great deal of energy for personal creation, for personal gain. And we do not mean that in a greedy way, but certainly it does include money. So we want you to know that. And the thing about a time like this is that you want to be sure you are balancing your life as you walk into this very creative time. When you balance your life, rather than sacrificing your life, you are balancing your life, then you are making it very safe to rise high in whatever you want to do, in whatever you want to create. But you will never create anything that is more important than you. The creation you are here on earth to expand and to magnify, so to speak, is you. It is what you carry and the gift that is, that thing that you carry. What you do is wonderful. What you carry is more wonderful. And that is the reason why so often you will need to stop and you will need to say, what do I need for my body, for my mind, for my spirit? And while we understand that phrase may have become cliched in your world, in the world of spirit, it is not cliched at all. Because your attention to your body, your love for your body, your care for it, that is a spiritual thing you are doing. It is not something you do when you have leftover time or after you have worn yourself out doing something. The choice to do for your body, whatever that might entail, that is a spiritual choice. Now, possibly a bit more complex is the mind part, because we forget that we have a choice about our thoughts. And it is, we hear very commonly among humankind, I cannot help what my mind does. I cannot help what my mind does. But you, of course, can. You absolutely can. You can learn for your own joy. You can learn what level you are on when your thoughts are happy. And you can learn what level you are on when your thoughts are fear-based or judgmental or upsetting. Do understand, we all visit all these levels. It is not as though you are going to rise above one and never visit it again. But what you have a choice about is how you visit a higher realm of thought. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? If you find yourself caught in a negative spiral about something, we will just use this as an example. Something in your life has caused you to feel cheated. That can trap you in a negative thought spiral that sends you around and around and around. And while you are in that negative spiral, you cannot move ahead and you cannot release what needs to be released. So what you need to do then, when you realize that that's where you are, you need to say, oh, this is a negative spiral. I need to move up to a higher level. I do not need to even judge the negative spiral, and I certainly do not need to solve whatever it is or answer all the questions or do those things the mind is so manic about doing. But I can step up to a higher level. And how do I do that? I do that by deliberately choosing my next thought. Let us say that again. I do that by deliberately choosing my next thought. And that thought needs to be a thought of joy, a thought of love, a thought of peace, a thought of all of the things that raise humankind up. A thought of one of those things will pull you out of that spiral, and it will take your thoughts to a higher level. And on that higher level, even your physical body will begin to respond. It will begin to relax because if you have noticed, and we are sure you have, if you are caught in a lower spiral, your body becomes hard and tense, and your head becomes tense. When you choose a higher thought and raise yourself up to a higher level of thought, then your body relaxes, because the things your mind is focused on are going to do you good, not ill. And that is the thing we sometimes forget when we are caught on a lower level and in a spiral. We forget that that moving in that spiral actually harms us. We are doing damage to ourselves by going around in that spiral. So this learning to take the thought up to the next level, such an important thing, particularly in the times that you are living in now, to do that and to know that you can do that, to realize that you have the power to do that. That is a wonderful thing. And so we've touched the body, the mind, and the spirit. And of course, the spirit has to do with inspiration. And when you tend to your spirit, you are not just tending to the body or just tending to the mind. You are tending to everything. And it is lifting you up. So whether the spirit is asking you to meditate, whether it is asking you to walk in trees or walk by water or even to read a book that you know this enriches the spirit, you have the power to do that. You always have the power to do that. And that is what we most want you to know now. Your power, and that you always have the power to make these changes. Again, a step up does not mean that you will never fall into a lower level, but it does mean that when you are there, you really should know that you do not have to stay there. The choice is yours always for this triangle that will bring you peace. So we will take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. You know, this is one of the lessons that people are the most resistant to. Absolutely the most resistant to. Because when we're operating on a level that we don't actually really want to be, we really don't want to be in that. Negativity is such a magnetic thing. And you know, I read this recently. It was funny. The biggest lie that the devil ever sold people was that he didn't exist. No, it's not that I believe in the devil, but I do know that there is this power in the negative to make you think that that's all there is. That's all there is. And that's a horrible thing to believe, because it's not true. It's absolutely not true. And so we very often don't develop our own power, around this, because when we're running around in one of those circles, and I know all about those, and I imagine you do too, but when we're running around in those circles, the emotion connected with it is the lie. It says, no, you're stuck here. You have to go around and around and around, and there's nothing, and here's the lie, there's nothing you can do. And that's, you know, true and so important to reclaim your power around. And again, and I think the teacher made this point, we're all going to drop down and do that sometime. But the scary thing is that we might believe that we have no power to change it, that we have no power to move to a different level. And those circles usually involve some hurt, and they usually involve some ego. Thank you. You know, they usually involve that. And so it's different than mourning, which is, in a funny way, kind of clean, because when you lose something you love, but it's all cleaned up, there's not any sticky stuff on it, then your mourning is clean. You cry, but oddly enough, in that state, you don't feel stuck. You don't feel like there's nothing you can do about that. And mourning has this wonderful flexibility about it. You can mourn, you can cry, you can move to a different situation and love and laugh. You can do all of that together. But if the ego and the, you know, I think for women particularly, betrayal is a real fun thing to catch us in one of those lower loops. We actually believe that we have to keep doing it. Something in us says, no, you can't get out of this. You've just got to go around and around until, and it's like, what? Until what? Until you figure out the other person's karma? Until you figure out, one of my favorites, I want to shoot somebody when I hear this. What did I do to bring this into my life? It's like, somebody give me a break. No. No. That particular teaching has been so twisted and distorted that, like I say, somebody should take a gun to it and just start over. I have had a couple of clients who did that with everything. They could literally say, why did I draw the red light into my life at the intersection? And it's kind of like, oh, all-powerful one. How very interesting. Thank you. Think that's all about you. And again, we make choices, and sometimes we're hurt by them. We always learn from them, and we always move up afterward. So, to get on the horse about that and get caught in that, round and round and round, it's no good. It's no good. Somebody told me one was lecturing me about how I should be all forgiving. And I said, look, I do the best I can. But my main thing is I want out of it. I want above it. I want to be back on my path. And I want to be feeling good and moving well again. And the way you do that literally is with a choice. Quite literally, it's with a choice. I remember a lecture, but I can't remember who gave it. And they were talking about things you could do with your body to change your mood. Like it's virtually impossible to be in high depressive if you're laughing. The body won't play. Another choice has been made. And you can't, it won't let you go back down into the place where you were. God, I wish I could remember all the examples they gave. There were even ways you hold your body and movements that you make that will, where you can't do the down and the up. The up will, if you're doing it and you've chosen to do it, the up will win. And so the truth of it is, certainly we can do that with our body. There are certain things you do with your body, and you can't run that thing and do what you're doing with your body. So your body can help you. You can make a choice about it, and your body can help you. Your mind, a little trickier, because the mind loves control so much. And so when you're running the circle down here, your mind will tell you you are caught in that circle because we've created that circle, and good luck to you ever getting out of it. And I guess the mind is probably horrified that you can choose a higher level of mind. You can pick a next plateau of mind. Now, I don't know that we all get there the same way. I know for me, there are things I can sing that will move me right on up, right on up. There are a couple of books that I know if I read them, they'll remind me of who I am, and they'll pull me up above that place where I was caught. I think this, like so many of the spiritual things, is individual. You may know what thought you think that brings you up. We certainly know which thoughts we think to bring us down. But we really want to develop that repertoire of thoughts that bring us up. And again, the beauty of the spirit, and we all have different ways we respond to that, but the beauty of the spirit is that it brings everything up. Yeah.
And you know you want to move to another place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that just like everything else, you don't need to know exactly how it's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Just ask.
Right.
I need to move up.
Yes. It's a great way to start.
And that's probably enough to get it moved.
It usually is, because you have called then for help in moving up to the next plateau. But I think what we all have to watch is, and oh God, I always laugh when I get here because so many things I have not, shall we say, perfected. But what one of the things we say to ourselves is, I will not move up and feel good and be happy until. And God help us if you are running that program. Because you don't control the until. Because it probably has to do with someone else or some other situation or some. And to refuse to be who you really are at a high level. Because when I think to myself, I think, oh, that's like me telling the universe, I'm not going to get better till I have my way. They must get a real kick out of that one. Mm-hmm. That's obviously not going to be a good trail for me. I better find another one. And I need to get up out of this is a great start. And choosing an up thought, just pick one. Pick one. Pick how you stroke your cat or how much you enjoy seeing a child laugh or what joy you get when you create something beautiful. Pick any of those and stay with them because they will pull you up. They will absolutely pull you up. And they're so often, it's like, but I think that's the biggest. I think that's probably the biggest one is the conditional one. When this condition is met, then I will feel better. Marta was telling me her husband is head of oncology at Kaiser, and he has some patients that he absolutely adores who are absolutely dying. And somehow or other, they got that word. And then they went through what they went through, and then they moved up. So the rest of their lives, however long that is, it's up here. And she said he finds them absolutely inspirational, because they didn't say, well, I'm never going to be happy again because I'm dying. They didn't do that again. They just said, I'm going to be happy again. And up they went. And we have such power there, but so often we don't realize that we have power there. So, wow. It's just a tricky lesson, but a good lesson. Good lesson. Oh, I think I just recorded that. Well, I didn't mean to. Well, let's see now. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a warm rain falling, and know that the rain brings release and healing. And let it wash away the week and anything that might have happened in the week. And feel your body become light and free, and open the crown and let the rain fall into your body and wash away thoughts that may not serve your highest good, that wash away communication that may not be the best thing for you. Let the rain wash away the pain in your heart. And let it wash through the emotions, soften them, and move them out of your body. Let the rain wash into the second center and wash away the shame and the judgment. And let the rain wash away any worry you have about creating your life, so that the rain helps you remember that you are connected to the power of creation, and your thought and your focus and your desire to create are a prayer that will always be answered. And feel the golden light above your head, with the love and the power and the wisdom of the universe honoring you, protecting you, knowing you, healing you. And feel the golden light flow down through your crown, making the crown open and able to receive what is finest and best. Flowing into the third eye, opening the third eye. Feel the golden light flow into the throat and heal the throat. Feel the golden light flow down and fill the heart. And feel how radiant the heart becomes when your energy and the universe energy comes together and makes you strong. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus to heal any emotional wound you might be carrying. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the second center begin to purify, gently, lovingly moving out of your body anything you do not wish to hold. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light strengthen the pattern that is the creation of your life. And feel your whole body infused with gold. The gold that created you. And let the golden light spread past your body to make a field that draws to you all that is best for you. Now move your attention into your heart center. And see in the beauty of your own heart that a gift has been left for you there. Now begin to move your energy into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.